Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Ahmad Sahib, Haman Barakat ho ki kalam-e sipesh khidmat hai juna munajat hai main tere samne jhuk raha hu khuda
main tere samne jhuk raha hu khuda मैं तेरे सामने झुक रहा हूँ खुदा मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा मैं तेरे सामने झुक रहा हूँ खुदा मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा मैं गुनहगार हूँ मैं सियाकार हूँ मैं खताकार हूँ मैं सजावार हूँ मैं गुनहगार हूँ मैं सियाकार हूँ मैं खताकार हूँ मैं सजावार हूँ मेरे सजदे में तेरी हम्द ओ सना मेरे सजदे में तेरी हम्द ओ सना मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा मेरे सजदे में तेरी हम्द ओ सना मेरे सजदे में तेरी हम्द ओ सना मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा मैं तेरे सामने मेरी तोबा है तोबा ए मेरे इला मेरी तोबा है तोबा ए मेरे इला मुझ गुनहगार को तू न देना सजा मेरी तोबा है तोबा ए मेरे इला मुझ गुनहगार तू न देना सजा मैं तेरे सामने मेरी आहो को सुन ले ए हाजत रवा मेरी आहो को सुन ले ए हाजत रवा मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा मेरी आहो को सुन ले ए हाजत रवा मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा मैं तो गफ्फार हूँ तूने खुद ही कहा नहीं कोई नहीं है शहबाज का मैं तो गफ्फार हूँ तूने खुद ही कहा नहीं कोई नहीं है शहबाज का मैं तेरे सामने बख्श दूंगा तुझे ये वादा तेरा मेरा कोई नहीं अल्लाह तेरे सिवा बख्श दूंगा तुझे یہ وعدہ تیرا بخش دوں گا تجھے، یہ وعدہ تیرا میرا کوئی نہیں اللہ تیرے سوا، میں تیرے سامنے جھک رہا ہوں خدا، جھک رہا ہوں خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں اللہ تیرے سوا، میں تیرے سامنے۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک له، ونشهد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله۔ قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما۔ اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم۔ علماء کرام، اس ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز اف دی مدرسہ اینڈ آل دوز لسننگ اور ریسیورز، آفٹر دیٹ بیوٹیفل مناجات رینڈڈ ویری ویری بیوٹیفلی، we make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all the duas that are in that munajat. So now don't expect a similar voice and similar rendering of this Naat Sharif. As you are well aware that the majlis of zikr is not for any lengthy bayan or talk on any particular subject. There are different majalis for that. In this majlis, some munajat, some Naat Sharif, some nasihat, some advice to light up that fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ishq and muhabbat. The deficiency in that muhabbat and the deficiency in the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the major, major cause of our weakness in our a'mal and our actions. Really, a Muslim does not need warnings and all the time nasihat of khawf and fear. Of course, the whole Quran Sharif is filled with ayat in which there is mention of Jannat on the one hand and Jahannam on the other side. And as far as the mu'min is concerned, his whole life is between the two. That on the one hand he must be conscious of the rewards and the awards on the doing of good deeds, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give in this world and in the akhirat. And on the other hand he must also be fearful that if he is not going to be obedient, then Allah ta'ala is powerful, almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can shake the ground beneath the feet. Allah ta'ala can suddenly cancel the visa of life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can punish the person in different ways in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. So that also must be before a person. But a Muslim, he will not make ibadat just because there is Jannat or just because there is Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the closest to Allah ta'ala and the greatest after Allah. That he too in his duas, he made dua for Jannat and he asked for protection and safeguard from the azab of Jahannam, whereas we know that there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even smelling the smoke of Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody can enter Jannat before his entry or before he has been made shafa'at. But he will not even enter Jannat, he will wait until his last ummati goes, that kind of love he has. But the fact is, with his shafaat, the doors of Jannat will then be opened. But yet he makes dua for Jannat and makes dua for protection from the azab of Jahannam, teaching us a lesson. So that is not the issue. What I am saying is that in love, a person does so much for his wife, for his children, for his parents. And in the world of illicit love, what does a person not do for his illicit beloved? Look at the extent to which they go. They will even murder somebody, and kill sometimes the whole family, just for the sake of love, illicit love. So if the person has got true love for Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it becomes easy. Then he doesn't have to be all the time like whipped, do this, do that, nothing. He looks forward to it, like a hungry man looks forward to the eating of food. This person looks for opportunities, where can I do something that is pleasing to my Allah, pleasing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looks for opportunities. So a mu'min, he does out of love for Allah Ta'ala. But if he doesn't get that degree of love, then we say he must also have fear and khawf. Both things, there must be a balance. Some apa or some ustad mentioned in the grade 1 or 2 classes, some ahadith on the azab of Jahannam and the azab of Qabr. So that child must have had nightmare after that. So the parent informed that we must not talk at all about Qabr azab and don't talk anything about Jahannam because the children are getting nightmare. They said, what must we do now? It is in the syllabus. I said, in the syllabus it is mentioned that there is such a thing as Qabr Azab, there is such a thing as Jahannam. But you have to look at the grade of the child. At that age, you don't frighten them now. Allah, the barakah wa ta'ala, Azab, Jahannam fire will burn you. And in the Qabr, you'll be beaten up and you'll be thrashed and you'll be bombarded. Instead of all those kind of things, talk more about Jannat, talk about love of Allah Ta'ala. And by the way, mention, but if you are not obedient, if you don't listen, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also punishes. But instill in their hearts the love of Allah Ta'ala. That do this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will become so pleased and so happy with you, that as a little child you are abstaining and straying away from speaking lies, from stealing somebody's property. Like that, if you talk, then love of Allah Ta'ala will come. Instill in their hearts that Allah Ta'ala is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. From that age, instill that. Why talk so much about azab of Jahannam and Qabr that they get frightened? In fact, one person, madrasa, is right in front of the graveyard. There's a madrasa and right there's a graveyard. So one day, jokingly, I said, it's nice for you, it's easy, that if the child is mischievous, if you're going to be very naughty, then we'll send you straight there. Point to the graveyard. Of course, it was light-hearted. We must instill that love of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what the purpose of this majlis is, to develop that love. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salle ala jhoom jaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salle ala jhoom jaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Oh my beloved Allah, when will my tears bring the desired results. When will I see the fruits of my pleading, of my begging, of my asking, that, O Allah, take me once again in the direction of Madina Sharif. O Allah, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. As we all know, so many times you have heard in the Adhanat Sharif, Shahr-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai, wohi hai watan. Shahr-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai, wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. If my beloved resides in Madina Sharif, we have heard that wherever is the city of the beloved, whichever is the watan of the beloved, Shahr-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, whichever is the town of the beloved. Aashiqo ka suna hai, wohi hai watan. If you ask an aashiq, say that is my watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. When we all know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in Madina Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose Madina Sharif for his resting place. The ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body was laid to rest is even greater in status and position and rank than the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. Kaash hota Madine mein mera hota. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salle ala joom jaaye. The Ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as he is proceeding towards Madina Sharif, from a distance he looks for the green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak, because you can see it from a distance. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, he doesn't occupy himself in all useless and vain and futile talk and discussion while she is on his way. Yes, there is some allowance for our needs, necessities, and a little bit of normal discussion. But as you are coming closer and closer, and especially before Bir Ali, the person should be just engaged in nothing but Durood Sharif. Excitement must build up in the heart. He must await the arrival. And the meeting of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The arrival at the Rauza Mubarak and meeting of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From a distance, he must keep on gazing at the skies. When can I see the green dome? Jab huzuri ka alam mata ho, unko afsanae gham sunaye. Jab huzuri ka alam mata ho, unko afsanae gham sunaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye. And then when I get the opportunity to present myself at the Rauza Mubarak, unko afsanae gham sunaye, pour out my heart. Jab huzuri ka alam mata ho, unko afsanae gham sunaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ڈونٹ ٹیک می بیک ٹو مائی ہوم, فور دس از مائی وطن, مائی beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides. What am I going to do in any other place, any other city, in any other town? Yes, if it is for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The sahaba-i kiram, amongst whom were many, many traders, wherever they went in the name of trade, but they brought Islam alive in those places. With their trade, they brought Islam alive. They brought deen into the lives of people. They changed the condition of those cities, those towns, those places, wherever they went for trade purposes. Look at the history of Islam. They went for trade, but that was not their objective, that we are just going to trade. We have become obsessed. There's nothing but trade, nothing but build a home, nothing but buy a good car, nothing but buy good furniture, good clothes, good shoes. Nothing wrong, use all these things, but that cannot be the objective of a Muslim's life. Wherever they went, the niyat was that we must establish the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now with their truthfulness, with their honesty, with their akhlaq, with their good character, with their truthful dealings, people came into the fold of Islam. Sometimes it used to be the same article, and they used to quote one person this price, and another article, they quote the other person another price. So the person wants to know why the same article with different price for this and different price for that. So the reason is, and they have to explain fully, that this article, this is the damage, this is the defect, this is what is gone wrong with it. Therefore, if you are going to take it, then probably you could have problem. So we are not hiding any defect from you. And this one is a brand new, genuine, as we say, guaranteed. What would we do? We'll put all together and put one board there. And get extremely happy the person bought everything. With the trade, the honesty in the trade. Therefore the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. O Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-tajiru as-saduqul ameen ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqeen was-shuhada. That's all. Full stop. Was-shuhada, full stop. So the question arises that in the Quran Sharif, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. There's four things. The honest and truthful trader will be with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, and with the Shuhada. Then what about the Salihin? Where did they go? So it is mentioned that this honest, truthful, trader with upright character, he can only be truthful, honest and upright in his character if he is of the Salihin himself. If he is Salih himself, righteous, pious, then only he can be truthful, honest and everything else. So the trader is already Salih. So that was their objective. So to leave Madina Sharif and go out wherever they went was for the service of Deen of Allah Ta'ala. In whichever way it was, even through the trade, it was service of the Deen of Allah Ta'ala. So those people who are serving the Deen of Allah Ta'ala in whichever way, they don't say all must just pack up and go away there. There's a need for madaris, masajid, khankas, dini institutions, anjumans. But the heart's desire must be that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make our resting place, our final destination, Madina Sharif. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow over the graveyard, then we too may become the beneficiaries and get forgiven.
Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jum jaye. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye.
Person makes dua, Ya Allah, make my destination, final destination, my final resting place, my mouth, give me in Madina Sharif. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked for shahadat in Madina Sharif, the people couldn't understand how can be shahadat in Madina Sharif. That time was Amirul Mumini. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him shahadat in Madina Sharif. And as he asked for burial in Madina Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave it to him. So we must keep on begging and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Tere dar par mera asar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye.
There's no time to go into detailed discussions.
Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye.
All the muhaddiseen has mentioned that the duas of the multazam they have made and it was accepted. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, we will ask all other duas. Person can ask, if you got no children, ask for child children. If he's got some financial problem, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to remove that. If he's got other difficulties, he can ask Allah ta'ala to remove that. Ask for the best of everything. But something that he must ask there is, oh Allah, make me yours with your karam, with your ihsan, with your fazl, with your kindness. I know I don't deserve it, my Allah. But I'm here at the multazam and I'm attaching my chest against that same wall or against that same multazam that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attached his chest, Mubarak. It may not be the same stone but that the multazam.
Kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram, je
زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم. جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. واللہ in my قسمت to walk on that same piece of ground on which my beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's feet walked. We know where our feet have walked. Which one of us here can say that we are park and clean and pure from school days up till now, and even now? Which places we walked, who doesn't know? Do we need evidence? Somebody must tell us that you walked to these places, or you saw these things with your eyes, or you listened to these things with your ears, or this tongue, this is what you have spoken. These hands, these are the things that you touched. His lips. Who doesn't know what he did? So therefore we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or we say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram, is zami par chale the nabi ke qadam. And then to return from there and do the same wrong things after having walked on that piece of ground where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feet mubarak walked. What an opportunity Allah Ta'ala gives for tawbah and istighfar and nadamat and shame and repentance. میں اسی منہ سے کعبہ جاؤں گا, شرم کو خاک میں ملاؤں گا, رو رو کے ان کو مناؤں گا, اپنی بگڑی یوں بناؤں گا. So we ask, oh Allah, you become ours. If Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours. Then kingdoms are ours. And if Allah Ta'ala is not ours, nothing is ours. Yes, tests and trials can come in life. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were very severely tested. Sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in very severely tested. The Awliya-e-Siddiqeen very severely tested. But within the test also Allah Ta'ala gave them sukoon in their hearts. Not only in their hearts, but those who stayed with them, those who accompanied them, those who sat with them, they also experienced sukoon. That is what Allah Ta'ala gives. In the midst of thorns, the flowers bloom. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. جان دی ہوئی اسی کی تھی, حق تو یہ ہے کہ حق ادا نہ ہوا. The person gives his life also, it was given by Allah Ta'ala. حق تو یہ ہے کہ حق ادا نہ ہوا. We couldn't still do justice. تو دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, تیرا درد محبت سنائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, تیرا درد محبت سنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیری گیت گائے, سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیری گیت گائے. او اللہ, وی ٹریول اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ, ٹریول آن ڈفرنٹ لینڈ, ڈفرنٹ سٹیز, ڈفرنٹ کنٹریز, اینڈ واٹ ڈو وی ڈو؟ تیرا درد محبت سنائے, ٹیچ دم دا لو آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی, ایکسپلین ٹو دم وٹ از اللہ تعالیٰ عشق اینڈ محبت اینڈ معرفت اینڈ یقین. سارے عالم پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنو بنائے. He speaks so much of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the person gets intoxicated in that love and the person becomes like majnoon, mad. How we say the person is madly in love, so he becomes madly in love with Allah ta'ala. And being madly in love with Allah ta'ala makes the person absolutely normal. That is the truly normal person. The person who is really majnoon in the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, he is the balanced person, absolutely normal. He doesn't do anything on the extreme. In the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, he loves his wife, his children. The person fulfills the rights of parents, neighbors. He conducts his business according to Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. Everything now in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sare alam ko majnu bana kar mere maula teri geet gaaye. Oh Allah, just use me for one thing only. Nothing else I want. I want that I must be used to express your love, your muhabbat. Invite the people towards your muhabbat and your love so that everybody becomes obedient to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become worthy of entry into Jannat and enjoy the best of this world and enjoy the best of the hereafter. That's all. Nothing else. Where are we going to keep our gaze? On the pockets of people and on the wealth of people and on the cars of people and on the homes of people and on the treasures that are in the hands of people, when all treasures are with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and He is the distributor, then why should we not connect ourselves with Him and beg of Him? He will create the conditions after that.
لذتِ قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے, در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے. لذتِ قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے, در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
لذت and the enjoyment of the qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the person forgets all the lazzat and enjoyment of anything else. Dar badar dundatahi akhtar. He says, in all my travels, what I search for are those people who have got the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala in their hearts.
Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo medina, tere aashiqo.
May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummah with it. And make dua that if Allah ta'ala wills, then this journey which we intend undertaking with His fazal kindness on Monday, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Allah Ta'ala make the journey maqbool. Allah Ta'ala make the ziyarat, the tawaf, the ibadat, the du'as, and everything else maqbool. There must be no riyah, there must be no show, there must be no name and fame business. There must be ikhlas. It must be with 100% halal earnings of a person. Nothing else, no other maqsad except to light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah Ta'ala takes and brings and everything else, that's His shan. We can't really explain anything. So Allah Ta'ala's fazal is essa. But one thing I cleared this morning in the madrasa when I was giving a talk, and which I always keep clearing, because sometimes doubts creep into minds of people, and as a result, then they don't benefit in any way. When I was teaching in the madrasa, or when I was committed to teaching, or any other duty and obligation and responsibility that I had, whether it was at the jamiat in those days, or in the madrasa, or anywhere, then at that time there was no question of going for umrahs and nafil hajj or anything. Duty and responsibility we have to fulfill. This business of Shaykh is going, so everybody just pulls the children out from the madrasas and schools and also follow suit. Or the person is going out in the Jamaat, or the person is going to the Khanqa, and then he forgets his obligation, his duty, if he's working for somebody, he just suddenly says, tomorrow I'm going. Now, that is not Sharia, that is not Sunnah. So until there was a commitment, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, that I refused, irrespective of who it may be that offered, let's go for Umrah, go for Hajj or anything. Or even if I had the money myself, I wouldn't go. But now, Alhamdulillah, there is no obligation of any kind. I'm not committed to any madrasa, any masjid or anything. Whatever I do, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, it is, as far as the committees are concerned, is voluntary. How Allah Ta'ala makes my arrangement, that is my Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal upon me. May Allah Ta'ala reward those people whom Allah Ta'ala puts into their heart. But I don't beg, I don't ask, I don't take lillah, fitra, zakat, money, zimbo. Sometimes doubts come into people's minds. This person must be giving to him, that person must be giving to him. Who bought his ticket? Do we go and stand at the airport then keep asking, who bought his ticket, who bought his ticket? One person says that one of my friends was saying, but who buys Mulana's tickets? How does he go? I said, you should have told him, one thing is definite, he didn't buy with your money. That's certain. Whoever may have given this, but your money wasn't used. That's 100%. What is this? Haven't we got yaqeen on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is as a provider? Allah Ta'ala is the provider. Believe me, beg of Him. Go on to the musalla and beg and have your gaze on absolutely no one. All those people who say, must phone me, must ask me, must... those are the people who will turn around if you had to ask them. So therefore, don't beg of anyone. If you have to beg, beg of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, if there's a need to borrow with 100% intention of repayment, then that is a different issue. That's exactly what I do. When I have to go and I want to go, then that is what I will do. Without my gaze on any person's pocket, Alhamdulillah, you can ask anyone you wish to. And I'm only mentioning this as a lesson to my friends, and especially you who come here for Islah purposes, that take our eyes and gaze off people's wealth and property, have no expectations of anyone. Yes, borrowing, as I said, or employing somebody to help, those are not normal things. But this expectation that this person must do this for me, that person must do that for me, that person must give me something, that person... these expectations are the major cause of all our problems. Have expectation openly of Allah Ta'ala. Beg of Him. Put our heads in such that. Do it. Try it out and see how the doors open. They open so wide. So make dua Allah Ta'ala takes with ikhlas and sincerity and light up the fire of His love, and then create the conditions for permanent settling there in that place whenever Allah Ta'ala wills. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. لا إله إلا الله 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 اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا
الحمدللہ رب العالمین
الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، او مائی بلاول اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، کریم اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ، موسٹ لونگ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ، موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ، موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، یو ڈیئرلی لو فورگیونس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز ہو ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, how much of your bounties and ni'mats we have used for your disobedience. How much of our sight for your disobedience. How much of our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. We ate the food provided by you. Drank the water sent down by you. Ya Allah, we ate the different kinds of fruits, vegetables, fish, meat, where the strength came into our bodies with your fazl, with your ihsan. Then we used that strength for your disobedience. Ab kitne namak haram hai. There's no one more sinful than us on the surface of this earth. If you have to order the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us, if you have to send the gale force wind against us, if you have to order the tsunamis to destroy each and every one of us, my beloved Allah, we know we are deserving of that. But my beloved Allah, we have been informed by your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو عفو عنا يا كريم. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that something that's most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. You are Kareem, one who gives even to those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of your wrath and anger, but you dearly love forgiveness. We are therefore extending these begging bowls before you after this majlis of zikr. Ey Rabbe Kareem, after the Naat Sharifs that have been recited, and after the Munajat, Ey Rabbe Kareem, we have extended our dirty begging bowls before you. You attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night and beg of you. Ey Rabbe Kareem, we have therefore extended it before you. You become happy and pleased if we have to beg of you. All treasures are with you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless us with rizq halal from your unlimited treasures. Remove our gaze from your makhluq and from your creation. Ya Allah, let us cast our gaze on you alone. Provide for us with your pleasure, my Allah. Don't test us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ey Rabbe Kareem, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home we can beg? Ey Rabbe Kareem, O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, 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 Allah. Ab to maaf kar de, ab to maaf. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes it can be a rahmat and a mercy. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Dear life, our children are sick, our wives are sick, parents are sick, brothers and sisters are sick. Whoever is sick, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Those who have undergone operations, they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, unko shifa tam ata farma. Sehat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, naseeb farma. Those who have got financial problems, remove it with plentiful of halal rizq. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Bless us with barakat in our rizq, in our sustenance, in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our times. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with truthfulness in our speech, in our actions, in our deeds. Make us, my beloved Allah, of the awliya-i siddiqeen. Give us the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Distance us from haram. Instill into our hearts so much of your love and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Unite the hearts of the Muslims around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems of mankind around the globe, wherever there have been earthquakes, tremors, destruction of any kind. Ya Allah, with your fazl and kindness, remove it. Ya Rabbi Kareem, especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Palestine, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Pakistan, America, Europe, Asia, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Africa, throughout the world, the ummah is unki pareshani ko dur farma. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hame apna bana le karam se. Make us yours with your fazl and with your kindness. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, in adultery, fornication, watching filth on the television or porn sites of the internet. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. We don't know when the visa of life will be cancelled. Daily we are hearing, listening, sudden cancellation of the visas of life. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. اے رب کریم, when we get the opportunity of حاضری at the روزہ مبارک, then we beg of you, اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس. چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے, اے رب کریم, let our death be in مدینہ طیبہ. سلامتی دین اور آزا کے ساتھ شہادت کی موت مدینہ شریف میں نصیب فرما. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Accept all the works of deen. Abli udawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ko qubool farma. Hum sab ko qubool farma. Rabbi Kareem, deen ki khidmat ke liye qubool farma. Sare alam mein phir phir ke, ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. Tera darde muhabbat suna kar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. سارے عالم کو مجنو بنا کر میرے مولا تیری گیت گائے. We sing your praises, my beloved Allah. Make us yours and become ours. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, especially in حجت الوداع. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his 124,000 companions, all shining stars, pure, clean hearts, no malice, no greed, no pride, no arrogance. Ha, what a gathering that was. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on that occasion, the duas that he made, whilst making the tawaf. Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga, mizab-e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga, mataf mein chal kar jo manga. And the duas that he made in the Hatim Sharif, and the duas that he made behind the Maqam-e Ibrahim, and the duas that he made at the Multazam, and the duas he made after Zamzam, and the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina and in Arafat and Muzdalifa, Ay Rabbi Kareem, in all his life the duas that he made, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for this ummat. Ya Allah, bless us and the ummat with all the khair that he asked. Our wives, our children, our parents, our families with that khair. And from all the corruption, mischief, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا رب كريم اپنے در پر خیر و عافیت سے پہنچا دے. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. يا رب كريم نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام will be pleased with our coming. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.